What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, let's talk about what's hot in this market.
Well, the United States stock market, Don, is absolutely on fire. That's that Fed money. $4 trillion, that's a big number. You got a million, you got a billion, and then you got 999 of those to go into a trillion. So people keep asking, how could the stock market go up with so many people unemployed? $4 trillion's the magic number that's making it happen. NASDAQ stock market, 3-4% from all-time highs. All-time highs in the NASDAQ stock market with tens of millions of people unemployed.
What about what's going on in these livestock markets? It seems like they've stabilized somewhat.
Quite a bit. The nice run here in hogs, nice run in cattle. Hogs backed off a little bit last week when finally they were operating well and the coronavirus shut down a couple of the processing plants. But a heck of a move in cattle and hogs. Actually have people doing some hedges again or rolling up to some better levels. So, yeah, that's a little sunshine in that market. Speaking of sunshine, Don, quite a bit of warm weather. I'm sitting up in North Dakota today, and it's going to be 90 degrees. So I think I'm going to turn that thing called an air conditioner on. I think just 3 weeks ago you had a low of 13. So things can change fast up here. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, there's a big heat coming in and a dome of doom. But I tell you what, the tank's full with water. We can handle the heat here in the Midwest and the upper Midwest.
World's following what's going on between the U.S. and China. Tensions rising there once again.
Typically, China retaliates. When we say something, they say something. So China made it real clear. They've told their people to try to avoid buying United States soybeans and definitely hitting the grain markets here overnight. They were up a decent amount last night. Beans were up 5. Corn was up 1. Now corn's down 4 and beans are down 5. So a little switcheroo in the grain market here in the overnight on China rhetoric.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.